In Geneva today, the International Olympic Committee announced a team that will be competing in the Olympics for the first time ever, and it is made up of refugees. Among those that made the cut are two Congolese athletes who are already living in Brazil. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro and her producer, Valdemar Gio, have the story.
Agile, fast, and relentless, Popolet Misenga and Yolandi Mabika are now training for Olympic glory in judo. Like many refugees, they faced war and hunger in their native Democratic Republic of Congo. But they ended up displaced here in Rio, far away from their home, in a less than usual way. 28-year-old Yolandi recounts in Portuguese how both she and 23-year-old Popole were part of the DRC's national judo team, who came to Rio 3 years ago to take part in the Judo World Cup. During the competition, their coach took the whole team's documents, all their money, and he disappeared, she says. We were hungry, she says, and no one was helping us. I would approach black people like me on the street, speaking French, asking if they were African. I couldn't understand or speak Portuguese then, she says. Finally, she says, she was pointed to a hair salon where many Africans worked. Both her and Popole slept there for weeks. Yolandi says they both became official refugees here, but they had little support. Her first job was cleaning heavy industrial equipment. She was begging people to be able to go back to the sport she loved. Local news picked up her story and put her in touch with the judo coach who has been helping her and Popole. Popole says they are now refugees twice over. Both he and Yolandi lost contact with their families years ago. There were kids who were 5 and 6 who were actually fighting in Congo, he says. I was trying to run away from all that. Yolandi says she learned judo at a UNICEF refugee center that she grew up in from the age of 10. After she was forced to flee from her family, she joined Congo's national team in her teens, where she says conditions were awful. If you didn't medal, she says, they would starve us. It was a tough life, she says. Very tough. Which is why they both decided to stay on in Brazil after what happened with their coach during the World Cup. 8 other athletes have been selected to take part in the team, which will walk in the opening ceremony under the Olympic flag. They include 2 Syrian swimmers and 3 South Sudanese runners. The IOC says their participation in the Games will be a symbol of hope for all the refugees in our world. Popole now has gotten married to a Brazilian woman, and he has a child. Yolandi, 2 weeks ago, was able to rent a small apartment in a favela or shantytown. It's the dream of every sports person, she says, to be in the Olympics. It's a chance you'll never forget. If I ever have my own family, she says, I will tell my children everything I have been going through in my life to get here. Lulu Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.